Once upon a tangent.
Blowing the cobwebs out.
I feel rusty. I feel nervous.
It's like the start of the never-ending story where that book opens up.
Luckily, this one hopefully will end within 18 to 29 minutes, somewhere in that range.
Yeah. Well, and like we keep telling people, to the faithful, you know, you don't have to listen one after the other. So you're thinking, yeah, you guys were gone for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Other people that are hearing this going, what are you banging on about? I'm working from episode, 14? 13? 14?
Oh, yeah, somewhere up in
backwards,
that
backwards.
So like, yeah.
Whatever, mate.
Doesn't matter.
For
man.
Them,
whatever
number one's heaps far away.
That's right. I'm glad that we've made some great progress. It's been really good. Once upon a tangent. Welcome if you're the first time listener.
Yeah.
Don Craig has a famous greeting that he gives to first time listeners.
Hello.
Which I've never asked you to do before.
No, we don't have one.
No.
Well done, you put me on the spot.
There you
I
go.
Like ad-libbing.
Testing your skills.
And I failed. I'm saving my good stuff for the storytelling.
For the story.
Ted Brown, how are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Don Craig. It's an honour to be back in the critics chair.
Yep.
Because I thought that you know, take some pressure off my storytelling, put some pressure back on you.
I'm on the firing line. I'm in the FL.
Yeah.
I'm in the way.
Mm.
I think we should be okay. This one... Mm. It takes a little while to get into it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Good. I like a good payoff at the end. So if it's a slow start, it's okay.
I don't know how many TOs there are early on.
TOs?
Tangent options.
Leave that to me. Let the tangents come from my... Just to give you a rundown, if you are the first time listener to Once Upon a Tangent.
Where have you been? You're looking great.
Oh, yeah,
it's
great.
It's really good having you here.
Mate,
how
you
are
been,
you? Good,
suntanning
man.
In Bali?
Yeah, that's really good.
Good.
Good on you. Nice.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah, but...
As two creative writers in the advertising industry, we thought, hey, we could apply some of our skills into children's stories. That's a booming market.
Oh,
would you say burgeoning or booming? It's one of both.
Yes. I'd say yes.
I would say yes, it's both.
I can't commit to one or the other.
Surely we could apply some of these advertising principles and just change the writing instead of putting a sale at the end, turn it into a story with a moral or something. So we started doing this thing where one of the writers will bring an original story to the booth. The booth of tangents, as you've called it before.
Absolutely.
The BOT.
Yep.
And the other person, which is me on this occasion, hears it for the first time as you are hearing it for the first time. So here I am, ready to give you some constructive feedback, hopefully.
It's called tearing it apart.
It is, let's be honest.
Yeah.
It really is. I got my knife and fork and I'm ready to go. Napkin tucked in.
And we have struggled in the past sometimes to come up with titles at the start that worried us a little bit.
Yeah.
But we've also done one episode where... We workshopped it at the end.
That's right.
And went, okay, let's come up with a title.
Got some ripping feedback from one person about that. It was really good.
Anyone else that wants to give us feedback, jump on our Facebook page and also rate this stuff.
Yeah. A couple of five-star reviews wouldn't go astray. What are you doing with your time? Just give us five.
Yeah, and if this really takes off, this could be our thing for a living, and you've got less ads in the world. And I know you don't like ads. That's what everyone keeps telling me. Oh, you write ads. I don't really like ads. Cool, good chat.
There are two kinds of people I don't like in this world, lawyers and you. That's what they say to you. Is that right?
Yeah.
I guess it's time for me to throw to you now and you're the storyteller today, Don Craig.
Let's do it.
You want to give me a title or you want to wait to the end?
No, we just talked about it.
Right, okay, just double checking.
No, definitely. I used to be a title guy, but I like the way we workshopped it. And I think the crowd liked, the crowd of one, not necessarily
loved
a crowd,
it. Yeah.
Loved it. Let's... People, I think, would like to see the creative process at the end, how we come up with the title.
All right, let's have a listen.
That sounds boring as hell, but it's going to be okay.
Okay.
Once upon a time, there was a boy called Zach. Zach loved playing outside. He collected flowers and little treasures from all around his neighbourhood. He would go exploring around the streets and parks, always on the lookout for the next addition to his collection.
So just to summarise, his collection is flowers and...
Trinket type things.
Rocks.
That he found. Rocks.
Bone fragments. Artifacts.
Hair.
Yeah. Does he have like a little brush? Like, is he an archaeologist type?
Bit of a...
This. I'm going to get this treasure out of the ground, but it's going to take me 6 to 9 weeks.
That's cool. He's a kid. He has nothing else to do.
So I just want to know what level of care he puts into this. Just pull him off the ground or does he... You know, tape it off and do
I'm
a
not
grid.
Not going to lie, possibly if a bin fell over and something fell out and it was shiny enough, that
Zach's
goes
on
in
it.
Zach's collection.
Okay.
He's innocent as a kid. This is exploring
he's
for him.
Having
he
fun.
Loves it.
Okay. I just wanted to see where he's at
in his
career of collecting.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
He showed off that collection with pride. To Zach, the collection was a reflection of him.
Oh, yeah. That's a rhyme.
Yeah.
Did you do that on purpose?
Nah.
Just came naturally.
Some colourful flowers that looked amazing like him. I don't know. I added that in.
You just added that in, did
you? Yeah, that's rubbish. What did I do that for?
Maybe you've internalized the character. This happens to me when I'm writing, and I know, you know, you spend many weeks writing the stories.
Absolutely.
That sometimes you start to think about, what does the character look like in my head that's yep. not going on the page? So you must have thought, he looks wonderful, or whatever you just said. So.
Mm. He's a bright spark, brings some of that colour. So yeah. when I'm thinking the flowers, he brings that colour to people's lives.
Yeah, I see. Okay.
Probably as a writer, I should have put that on the page. Semicolon. Some chunky rocks that were strong, like him.
Chunky rocks that were strong.
Yeah.
So not chunky and like just overweight.
No,
rocks,
no, but just strong people. To
strong
that.
Chunky, like strong the rock. Rock, man. Literally, like Dwayne Johnson, the Rock.
Yeah.
Chunky, like the Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if he was an actual rock, he's a big man.
How old is Zach, by the way? Do we know? Have you said?
He's an age.
He's an age. I just like to get a picture in my head, like who's reading this?
Seven.
Story? Seven-ish. Okay. Yeah. All right. Good. All right.
Seven-ish. It's not your story.
He's a seven-year-old version of The Rock. I'm just imagining what he looks like. Biceps, okay. You know, eyebrow, you know, very strong muscular yep. eyebrow that can work on its own.
Yeah.
So
I also like the flowers to be reflective of him.
Okay, so he's The Rock, but he's also like the real
the
Dwayne
Rock
Johnson.
Could light up a room.
Yeah, he's soft like a flower sometimes.
Well, he's always got a presence.
Yeah.
So.
All right, you know, he's got the two edges.
Well, you can
Rock.
Run with that. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. Cool.
Cool.
And hello to The Rock, who is, of course, a number one subscriber of our show.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, A-Rock might be probably not The Rock. Semicolon. Shiny bits of metal that lit up the room when met by the sun. That's all his collection.
Right.
Zach's collection was him. But all of that was about to change. Page turn.
Why? What's going to happen here?
It was Zach's birthday. The most exciting day of the year. Zach was showered with hugs and kisses from his family and friends. Close friends.
I was going to say, how many...
He's a bit like me. He has a personal space issue.
Should I go there? Should I ask him? Well, it's probably innocent.
It's innocent.
But why are people like showering him with hugs? That's a lot.
Because he's a good kid. He's the mini Rock. So people love what he brings to the table.
Can I have your autograph and shower with kisses?
Yeah, and when he hugs them back, they get a little bit rib-breaking.
He's kind of muscular little Rock.
No, he's still a fun little kid. He's not too Rock. He had an amazing day full of laughs and fun and lots of party food. Zach even had fairy bread with a scoop of ice cream on it.
Oh, this guy's a rebel.
Yes.
I think at this point, our three or four listeners in San Francisco need to know what fairy bread is.
I thought that was a worldwide
No,
thing.
I don't think so. I think it's an Australian thing.
Oh, so...
Am I wrong?
Soft... I don't know.
Well,
soft,
they can tell us in their communications with us.
Yes. Please let us know on our Facebook page. Soft white bread, butter,
as
or
much
margarine
butter
smashed
as you can
all
get
over
on there.
It.
Yeah, like
and
fill.
Hundreds and thousands, the coloured little...
Yeah, what do they call them in America?
I don't know.
Oh, they have a name.
Really?
I think
like, they're like sprinkles, but they're little round balls.
And they're
so
sugary
you sprinkle
balls.
Them over very sugary, yeah.
And there's so like 10 different colours, and they're just like little hard rocks, but you put them on buttered bread, and oh my
it's
God.
Amazing.
It's just like, there's the party.
Well... I go to kids' parties, not in general, because that will get you put on a register. I go to kids' parties with my kids who are invited to that party.
Good. I'm glad
and
you clarified
I
that.
I hang off. You hang off for a while and go, kids, go like eat away, seriously, after a while. Oh, I am eyes on the prize. It's like fairy bread, bang, before the crust goes hard. I'm in.
This is
Dunn Craig's in.
This is a safe place, isn't it, between you and I?
Yeah.
I can tell you that.
There aren't enough people listening to make it an unsafe place.
Good. Because I had fairy bread... About 4 weeks ago, just made my own fairy bread, just at home, casual.
I'm not here to judge that. That is a
Wednesday
fantastic
night
choice.
Fairy bread.
That is Wednesday night.
Wednesday night business hours. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought it was more of a weekend thing.
It's weekend and under 5 years old. Yeah, and I broke both of those rules.
Midweek fairy bread. I love where that's gone. Could be
that's
the name
good.
Of this.
I can tell Zach's party is popping because he's got the ice cream on top. It's just like
he went fairy bread. That's fantastic.
Not enough.
Up a notch.
Yeah, that's right.
Got some ice cream, Mum?
Not enough sugar in that.
So, scoop of ice cream on it. His birthday cake went almost all the way to the roof. He had to stand on a chair to blow out the candles.
That's actually a comical image.
Yeah, man. This is...
We
talk about like cartoon drawings.
We talk about the illustrated version of this yet-to-be-named book, and it would be a good image, like climbing up a ladder and on a chair or whatever.
Just some crusts around him from the fairy bread left behind.
Yeah.
Just like an entree.
Yeah.
After everyone had gone home from Zach's party, he went to his room, where there sat a present on his bed. It was neatly wrapped with a beautiful red ribbon around it.
Mm.
After checking on his collection of rocks and
gems. Why does he have to check on it? Where's it going to go?
Because, no, that's his thing. Like, that's he loves his collection.
A little bit.
No, he's all
OCD,
good.
Is he? No, like, just all good. Make sure.
No, he's a normal kid. He goes into his room and goes, what a day. Like, oh.
Better check on my pet rocks. Oh, good, they're all good. Yeah. Now back to my presents. I don't think that's going to happen, is it? Zach, what's wrong with Zach?
Zach's fine.
Who's stealing his shiny bin
ornaments?
Zach's a
collector.
Does he have a catalogue that goes with it? Like a little, like a lined, that is hand-drawn, like catalogue?
Like a key.
Rock number one, yep. Tick.
Yeah, maybe he does.
Bin lid number three. Yes, that's here.
Cool. Yeah, no worries, no? Fairy Bread Wednesday.
No.
Make sure it was all there. Jack proceeded to unwrap his special present. The house was silent, with now the only sound being the slight crackle and tear of wrapping paper.
Oh, you put some excitement in that. Because that actually
you're very good at descriptive writing.
Yeah, that makes me feel like I'm in Zach's. Yeah,
because it's about to go dark.
Oh God, what's in this box?
Well, not yet. I'll lead up to it.
It was a massive vacuum cleaner to suck away all his trash that he's been hoarding for years. A message from Mum and Dad.
As Zach's present emerged from the colourful paper, he gasped. It was the Gamington 7800.
The Gamington.
Yeah.
Wow. Not the catchiest name. I mean,
it was the Gamington 7800. Now that you've heard it twice, you know the way advertising works. You only need to hear it two more times, and then you want one.
I need to know where I can buy it online and how quick the delivery is.
The Gamington 7800. Computer game royalty. Because that's what I've called it, so believe it.
The advertising writer in you has come through a little bit, I feel, in the Gamington 7800. And then your rationale about how you're going to sell it into the public. You know, which celebrity
leave
would endorse...
Leave it behind, Craig. Leave it behind. Come on, man. You're writing for kids. Product placement. Buy the Gamington 7800.
Yeah. Available now at no stores.
It was the Gamington 7800. Computer game royalty. And sitting atop the box it sat in was a game. Collectorosity.
Oh, wow. That's right up his alley.
Yeah.
That's
funny
Zach's
you say
alley.
That. Funny you say that.
That is right up his alley.
Zach gasped again. I just realised
he's gasping
up a storm here.
So he's a little
he's
bit of a strange
going to have
kid,
an asthma attack
he is,
at the minute.
He's a strange kid.
It was the perfect game for him. You just said that. I can't believe. He loved collecting, and that's what collectorosity was all about.
Uh-oh.
He turned on the Gamington 7800, popped in collectorosity, and began playing. Yeah, did someone say massive weekend?
What is this? Like, just plug it in and let's go.
Yeah, man.
I don't predict the future or anything.
But you always do with my story.
I do. This is my cards. This is going to kill this guy's outdoor adventurism. And he's going to be like a vegetable who doesn't see the outside anymore and no vitamin D. He's already got breathing difficulties because of all his gasping and he hoards everything. But now he's just going to go digital with his hoarding. Where am I? Where do I sit on my... Well, maybe you want to just unveil the story as we go and we'll see if
I
have picked it.
You're not very far.
Oh, cool.
Cool. And just...
Oh, just go to the end.
Skip
18 pages to the end.
No. The end.
That's good. I'm into it now. You said there was a little hump to get in and I feel like we're in now.
We are in. As Zach's eyelids grew heavier, he realised that he'd been playing for 10 hours.
Oh, no.
Yep. 10 hours.
No. Where's his mum and dad and all this? Like, just, he's fine after the party. Let him go to his room and
cleaning up that ice cream fest.
Three-story ice cream.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Finishing that off. He played until it was almost breakfast time from the night before.
There's almost 12 hours there. 12-hour gap.
Yep, or 10. But Zach kept playing. He missed breakfast and lunch. I must admit, this is loose parenting.
Now I'm going to ask you again, where are his parents in all of this?
And if I was a child looking back and now reflecting, I would have gone down for leftover party food, the little Franks, some sausage rolls, some semi-hard fairy bread.
Yeah.
You wear it and just go on the kitchen.
Those little sausage rolls with the crust that gets really dry.
Yeah.
And then the meat inside is not even, it was never meat to begin with, but it's even less like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's ignored that.
Just
he missed lunch.
Collectorosity on the 7800.
That's it. I like that. And if it wasn't for his mum making him come downstairs, he would have missed dinner too.
Oh, his mum. Here she is.
He was so tired from playing Collectorosity that he fell asleep in his mashed potato.
Where did this mashed potato come from?
Illustration.
But you said he hasn't eaten. So where's the mashed potato
this
come from?
This is dinner.
Oh, sorry.
That all happened
oh,
in
sorry.
One sentence.
Sorry, yeah, it did.
So mum came up, grabbed
said,
Zach,
get
and said,
in here
yeah,
now.
Come on, I've had enough. You've been missing for 24 hours by now.
I was wondering where you were.
Yeah. As a seven-year-old, I'm thinking mum may have, I don't know, she might have been at the pokies or doing something. I'm not
wow.
sure.
Wow. That's but the slots for our North American listener.
Yeah, to not know what your child's doing for 12 hours, I now look back on that. But dramatic. He fell asleep in his mashed potato.
Yeah.
Over the school holidays, Zach played Collectorosity every day.
Oh, boy.
As he did, his real collection gathered dust and grew lonely in the dark corner of his room. Then one day, Zach woke up to a glow from his TV screen.
Oh, what is this?
Well, it's not the usual glow.
No.
But a strange orange glow that came and went. As Zach eked closer to the television, he found he couldn't stop. It was like the TV was pulling him closer.
So it's like some kind of like suction beam, tractor beam.
It probably, but it would just be like, not as scary as The Ring.
Yeah.
Because like, that probably wouldn't be good for 7-year-olds or 5-year-olds hearing this story.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory when he gets in the teleporter.
Remake or original, because don't talk to me about
No, only the original. I don't like the new one. No offense to Johnny Depp and all offense to Johnny Depp.
He's a great actor. It's just, it's like what you do with the kids' stories. Yeah. Like, that was dark from minute one.
No,
it's
I didn't
like,
enjoy that at all.
Relax, man. It's about a golden ticket.
No, the first one, that's the best. And in that one, the little kid who loves TV goes, oh, let teleport me. And he jumps up on the platform and they shoot the laser at him and he becomes miniature. Is that what's happening? Is he getting sucked into the TV?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
But he's not miniature. He's drawn to the TV.
Oh, he's just like, yep.
Then, as Zach's face was pushed up against the TV. Oh.
That was an interesting sound.
That's a rumble.
Was that a sound effect that you wanted to make?
Let's go take two.
Or did that just come out?
He could just make out what was on the screen. It read, "Welcome to Collectorosity. For real, Zach."
It said his name.
Yes. And he didn't even turn it on.
What?
Then Zach was gone.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, that was on the screen from the 7800.
So he said, that's my name and it must be talking to me.
Yep, so this, he was basically his forehead was against the screen but just far back enough to read. It was on the screen. Again, he hadn't turned it on. Welcome to Collectorosity for real, Zach. Days passed and Zach's parents were so scared and worried. I guess they waited days, seeing as they didn't give a crap about 12 hours.
That's right. He's a loose parent.
As they sat in Zach's room, they picked up his real collection, admiring all the time that Zach spent outside in the fresh air, getting exercise as he collected those beautiful things. Then, Zach's dad thought he saw part of the collection move.
What? What is this?
He squinted his eyes and moved the box closer. There, again! He said in a dad's voice.
Dad, what's that? There, again.
There, again.
I saw it.
He said.
Oh, that's freaky. This is when you call like some kind of ghost remover.
I know.
Or...
If I was the mum, I'd just...
Yeah, nah, that's shut. It. Done. Burn the collection. Let's get out of here. I wouldn't want to deal with that. Ghost collection. That's why the haunted boneyards that he was like, you know, digging through to collect his fragments.
Oh, that would
earlier.
Have been an interesting... That's not where we go, but that would have been an interesting...
See, like Native American
tangent.
Or something, you know, just like...
Yeah.
Come on, man. You got to respect that. You gotta get in there.
Oh, that might be another. Okay.
There could be another layer. You know, if Stephen King was involved with your editing process, he might go, let's make this a bit darker. I don't think he talks like that. I'm just going to make it up.
I wouldn't know any different.
Let's make it a bit darker. Yeah, that's cool.
So he's Ernie from Sesame Street.
Yeah, but I also like to do
horror
films.
Turns into Kermit the Frog. How good are our impersonations?
You're going to make me get worse.
Hey, Bert. Hey, Ernie.
Is that how he goes?
No, that's a Cookie Monster.
Oh, sorry. I'm like taking a tangent on my
Any
own
Sesame
accents.
Street fans out there, feel free to pull us up on that because, quite frankly, we deserve
it. It's been a while. I haven't seen the show for a while. And they must be blending from like early
Is
life.
Ever for a while?
Okay. Wow. I've been very kind to you so far, sir. And
because
now Zach Craig.
Win.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm scared about Zach.
Okay, but the parents are looking at these moving objects. Okay.
Yeah. Zach's mum now stared closely, and she saw it too. It was Zach, He was no bigger than the palm of his mum's hand.
What? He shrunk?
Or a hand in general. Yeah, because he was in the collector, the real collection.
Oh, the Gamington shrunk him.
Yeah, so they were looking at the game at the Gamington 7800
Gamington.
And Collectorosity.
Yeah.
They were sitting there. That's the last thing he saw. Now the parents are like, where is he? Where is he holding his collection? Oh, and then they see him in the collection. Zach had played Collectorosity so much that it had turned him into a game. How'd they get him back?
How? Exactly. Who do you go to?
His dad had an idea. He turned on the Gamington 7800 and began playing Collectorosity.
10 hours. I'm going in. I want to shrink. Is that what he's going to do?
Mum got angry and said, Mum, like we're all related. Zach's mum got angry and said, there's no time for this. But Zach's dad kept playing. And as he got better, Zach grew.
Oh.
As Zach's dad passed Zach's best score, seeing as no one else played it,
yeah,
Zach appeared obviously before them.
Zach wasn't very good if his dad can beat him at computer game.
Yeah, his dad just blitzed it. He knew a cheat. Zach appeared before them. They all hugged for what felt like days, so he was full size.
Wow.
Zach then walked over.
So this family has no concept of time, clearly, because they hug for days, ignore him for 12 hours.
It felt like days. Well, they're happy. Their son's full height now.
Yeah.
Zach then walked over to the Gamington 7800 and turned it off.
Symbolic.
He looked at his parents and said, I promise to play outside more, to play my real collecting game. I like it better anyway.
Oh, there's a sniffle.
Because we can all do it together.
There's your emotional touch on the end. And drop the pad. The Dunkraig pad drop. Trademark pad drop. It's good. So symbolism there, because it's like, I gave up my hobbies to get into screen time, and screen time for parents is a big issue.
Yes.
In the modern era.
Yep.
That he feels like he's lost all of his interests and his hobbies and his individuality.
His real collection that he went outside for and discovered and explored fell by the wayside because Collectorosity.
Yeah.
It's just...
So then what happens to the... Does that mean he's just not allowed to play Collectorosity anymore, or he's not allowed to play the Gamington 7800 anymore?
Oh, there's a thing at the end of the book probably on the back that says he sold it on eBay.
This sounds like a bit of an add-on. So the parents are not like, okay, you can still play Gamington, but just not that game?
No, because I wanted the romantic ending.
Okay, he wants to do that. But then at no point in earlier parts of the book does the family ever help him collect. He just works by himself. He's like a lone trader.
Well, then it brought them together.
It's good. I like it. Good story.
Yeah, thanks,
and,
man.
And did you... have a story title in mind?
Actually, no. So
can we, in under a minute, work through it?
So
yeah,
we have a minute
now. All right. It's about games. It's about screens. It's about hobbies.
Yep.
Feel free to jump in anytime.
Tore a family apart almost. Yeah. It shrunk him.
Yeah.
Honey, I Shrunk the Gamer.
That's cool.
No.
Honey, I Shrunk the Gamer.
I'm not
like that.
Use that.
Something digital, like the digital wasteland, or you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know, he's going into the where there's no fun in there. You're alone. Solitude. Yep. You're burnt. It's good. It's hard.
Like breath of fresh air, outdoors, exploring, real life, 23 seconds left.
No pressure.
We had to do it in a minute.
Why don't you just call it Gamington? No one's going to know what that means. Until
they hear. The time constraints got to you. Ted. 10 seconds. This is stressful.
Oh, no, don't keep counting. It's making it worse.
Now we're laughing at the count.
Oh, there's only 3 seconds.
But people need to hear the creative process that happens in a minute.
I can't believe a minute's just gone by. How did that even happen?
No, people need to realise that that's how quickly a minute goes.
I don't know if this sounds slower when you play it back, but that felt like 10 seconds.
Yeah,
that felt
was
like
quick.
I had no time.
Trying to think of a name in a minute. So anyone out there that... You know, works with timelines. You'd be thinking,
you got account managers and media companies calling and knocking on your door.
Hurry up, man!
Think
of a really good idea.
Yesterday, I'm like, sorry, man.
Indoor, outdoor, screen, behind the screen, game.
What about something just like? Oh no, that doesn't make sense. Collector's edition. I was going to say collector's edition.
Oh, I don't mind the collector's thing.
Yeah, collectors in there somehow. The collector's.
I'd love it to
game.
Be like collector's edition.
Addition.
I'm trying to think what actually gets added to it.
Nothing. Well, he learns a lesson. Oh, that's good. But if only you can go back now and add something to your story.
That'd be eye-catching.
Yeah.
Like we said, we don't know if that's why people are listening
that's
to
right.
this. So if we write Collector's Edition,
like, where the hell did
maybe
that come
that's
from?
What caught the eye of the people that are listening right now, like you guys.
And the answer to where the hell did that come from would be, it didn't. It just happened in the last 20 seconds of this episode.
Collector's Edition.
Done. Put it in.
Ted Brown. Couldn't have happened without you.
Thanks. Thanks, Dan Craig.
Once Upon a Tangent, a part of the Auscast Network.